Famous for their iconic Humboldt fog, inspired by the misty Humboldt County coastline, Cypress Grove has been a cornerstone of American cheese for over 40 years. Their range of fresh, soft-ripened, and aged goat cheeses promises an unforgettable experience. Proudly crafted in Arcata, California, where the redwoods meet the Pacific Ocean, Cypress Grove cheeses are available nationwide at specialty retailers. Discover their cheeses, serving tips, and even order online at cypressgrovecheese.com. Perfect for any occasion or as a gift. There's nothing like that Humboldt fog feeling.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
I'm sure many of you have been glued to the Olympics over the past 10 days or so, but one thing stood out for my next listener, Claire, who got in touch and sent us an email. Claire, will you just explain to listeners what prompted you to get in contact?
Hello, Andrea.
How are you?
But I'm good, thanks. But one thing that kind of I've noted again and again with the Olympics is the it's just the disparity between the dress worn by the sports gear worn between the men and the women.
In what way, you know, Claire?
I mean that the men are pretty much well covered up. They have a vest on them and they have shorts going down to their knees. And whereas the women are, they have the option of wearing a kind of a bra-like top. And really, what they wear below is really little more than skimpy knickers.
In any of the particular sports, or do you just mean in general?
Oh, no, I mean in the track and field events would be mainly the thing, you know. Yeah.
And what... go on ahead.
Yeah, no, I just really think that the people there, you know, that these participants, that they have worked so hard for years and they've given on to have an unwavering focus and countless sacrifices and all of that. And that I think that... you know, that when they dress like this, it takes the focus away from their huge achievements and huge endeavours and all of that. And it kind of sexualizes or distracts away from that and, you know, makes viewers more conscious of the body kind of elements, you know.
But do the athletes, though, and I'm thinking in particular of athletics because that's the sport you mentioned, but do they not always wear those outfits? I wouldn't have noticed they were any different than other years.
Well, maybe not. And I suppose, in the ancient Greeks, in the ancient Roman games, people actually, they did go, if men, I think, they went completely naked and barefooted and all of that. But that has changed over the time. And I think back when the women were first allowed in the Olympics, they had to wear very much covered up. And then in the early 1900s, they were allowed to wear long skirts and that. But like now, it has gone to be so very kind of skimpy and very revealing. And like, why do the women need to wear, the clothes to be dressed so skimpily? Like,
it's a crop top.
Whatever?
It's a crop top, though, isn't it, they're wearing? Like, it's a bra top and nearly bikini bottoms, I suppose, is how you describe it.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, a number of the people themselves inside of the sports, you know, that they find this kind of objectionable as well. Like, you know, back in you might remember back in 2016 when the Germans, they wore full cover in the gymnastic thing in protest against the kind of what they call the racy kit. And in the European Championships in 2021, the team from Norway, they were fined for wearing shorts, you know, not bikini bottoms in the volleyball, and the official deemed that the shorts were inappropriate in volleyball. Well, I can tell you now, I have seen some of the volleyball where the girls were wearing the bikinis, and if you look at the audience, there's an inordinate amount of single men there looking, you know, like stone, and it's a kind of almost creepy that, you know,
are they single men?
On their own. That's what I mean. Lone,
right, okay.
Sitting by themselves. So, you know, are they there for the sport, which I'd like to think they were, or are they there for another reason of that, you know?
Perry Williams is with us on the line. Stay with us, Claire, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Perry's with us. Perry's an Olympic athlete who competed at the Barcelona Olympics. Perry, you might explain the costumes and whether or not when you're part of an Olympic team, whether it be the Irish team or any team, do you have any say in what you wear?
Well, it's not that you have any say in what you wear. I mean, there are regulations with each sport as to what you know, the outfits are, you know, as you know, Claire alluded to there, the volleyball imposed a fine because there was, you know, requirements. You know, for as long as I remember, athletes have worn knicker shorts, as we called them back in my day. So they are your very short shorts. They could be considered like bikinis. In actual fact, I would say that athletics has probably gone through an evolution in costume in accordance with the way females have evolved in the sport or evolved in the sport. You know, back in the early days, yes, you know, they weren't permitted to be in the sport. When they wore long outfits, and all of a sudden then they were wearing more, I suppose, what I call proper attire that would allow them freedom of movement. And the men similarly, I mean, the men's shorts were quite baggy back in the 70s. And now they're wearing tight figure hooking shorts. So I would actually probably say, why aren't people calling out the men for wearing the figure hugging shorts that are probably more revealing than they have ever been? And yet it's always the females who are called out for what they wear. And I don't think the focus is taken away from what people do. As a previous Olympic athlete, I don't think I examined the kit I was wearing. I was more focused on my race. If you look at any of the comments that are made about the races so far, I don't think people are really commenting on what the athletes are wearing. I think it's more the comments are about their races and their performance, or maybe that's just a circle that I that I am actually involved in, because I focus on athletics.
Yeah.
But, you know, athletes like to look good. I mean, Charlene Maudsley said it herself. She applies her makeup. That's something we never did back in the 1990s.
And what's wrong with that? You know, if you want to go out and...
It's amazing that you can actually now look good while you're under extreme stress and pain when you're running and you have this horrible face when photographs are taken of you. I think it's amazing that the athletes look good.
Do you find the men's costumes, Claire, do you think they're revealing as well?
Oh, not at all, no. And, you know, their shorts go down to their knees. In actual fact, if you were looking for equality in the sport, I mean, you could have that for both sexes, that the leg level would go down to mid-thigh for both, you know. I mean, like, you know, it has mentioned there, you know, this girl, Colleen Quigley, she's a middle distance runner for America, and she expressed her initial shock this year when she saw the U.S., costume
discussion all right around the American costume when it came out. I remember us talking about it here actually on this show, and I remember speaking to Katrina McKiernan, the former Irish athlete as well, about that. There definitely was, Perry, some discussion around the American, but that was because some of the American costumes, they were more thong-like, but sure, the athletes didn't have to wear them, they had other options.
Oh, I know they are, and that the majority, if not all, practically all, are wearing the knicker shorts, as the lady said there. And I'm not for a moment suggesting that the men's shorts be reduced kind of to contour reveal and briefs and that, but I'm just arguing that the emphasis should be directed without undue distraction towards the sport. And I just think the girls, you know, when they're going around and, like, you know, you can see a lot of their bottoms and all that, it's just taking away from all of these women, these fantastic
women. But have you watched
any
of the not so much the swimming, but I watched some of the diving over the weekend, and from memory I would say the men were wearing what I would describe as Speedos. Sure, is that not the same thing?
Oh, I don't know about that now. I've just watched the, as well as that, when you're speaking about the water sports, like some of the women there, but that had this, it seemed to be like coordinated
synchronized swimming.
Yeah. And like their swimsuits seem to be even scantier. You know, when the tops are up in the air.
Yeah.
You know, like I mean, like, you know, my husband thinks I'm prudish about this. Like my daughter, who's in her
20s, I was going to ask you, Claire. I was just about to ask you. You know, is it a little bit prudish? So your husband thinks that, but your daughter doesn't.
You know, he thinks that, you know, it's up to every individual and so forth.
Yeah.
She thinks, you know, she kind of is on the wavelength that I'm on. That really, there's no need for the thing, and that it's distracting from the message of these, of, you know, and to make it just more equal. I mean, like, I would be delighted if there was just a few inches added away to take away from, you know,
But hang on, Perry, you might be able to shed some light on this. Like, I imagine that the costumes have to be so skin tight, particularly in things like gymnastics, diving, synchronized swimming, because of the kind of, I suppose, movement and jumping and running that's involved. I mean, she couldn't have a loose costume, Perry.
Absolutely. I mean, I remember the days as a juvenile athlete when we had baggy tracksuits that were, you know, made out of jersey type material. And oh my God, when the new Lycra type stuff came in, it was a godsend because one, when you're out in the rain, it doesn't cling to you. So now you've got kind of the whole transparency of, you know, your clothing actually works with you when you're racing. But to be honest with you now, I think this whole argument about focusing on what people are wearing is like, in some sense, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but it's nonsense. We should be focusing on the athletes. And I think that's what most people do. They focus on the athletes and the performance. And we shouldn't be having a discussion around the clothing because that only takes away, that's highlighting something that takes away from the performance of the athletes. The athletes focus on their performance. They like to look good. And then the Team Ireland, Athletics Ireland and Swim Ireland, they focus on performance. And that's what it should be. And if people want to start commenting on their clothing, it's a personal opinion. If the athletes really had a major issue with the clothing,
You'd hear about it,
They wouldn't wear it.
Stylists.
And they have a choice of costumes as well.
Yeah.
So you don't just, like, I mean, and that went even back to my day. You could wear shorts, and the baggy shorts, as we call them, and a singlet, or you had a crop top, or you had a one piece, or you even had the shorts that come down sort of about 4 inches.
So you had choice. You could pick what you wanted to wear. Stylist and journalist Laura Mullett is with me on the line. Is it sexualizing the sport, Laura?
You know what, Andrea? I'm listening in and I'm fascinated. I suppose I'm very comfortable with the feminine form in terms of working and styling and personal shopping. And I just think it's the most natural thing in the world. I don't see how anyone could look at someone like Simone Biles, a decorated Olympian, doing their amazing, intricate work and think of anything untoward. Like, literally, people so much more qualified than us since the 1930s have been engineering these fabrics to make sure that they hug every part of the body, increase mobility and flexibility. Like, it's so, so fascinating. And another thing, I remember reading a couple of years ago about one of the swimmers that won a couple of golds was wearing this full bodysuit that they're now barred for the swimming because they gave special core support for flotation and everything. So sometimes full bodysuits can give unfair advantages or they could be restrictive. I think that you should watch sport that you enjoy and that you celebrate. And if you're distracted, I think that's when someone should look inwards to respectfully.
Claire, just finally, a lot of reaction to this, but I'm interested. Do you enjoy watching the Olympics? Have you been watching much of it?
Well, of course I do. And I don't want to be, portrayed or whatever as, you know, some kind of fuddy-duddy of the Middle Ages. And of course, you know, the comfort of the athletes is very important. The point I'm making, like the skin tight, the clothes, it's fine. It's just, I just said like that, I pose the question, why are the male clothes, you know, why are they kind of encouraged to wear longer clothes, longer leggings than the females are? The females with the high cut leggings, I wanted, like, you know, one person talked about, you know, pube vigilance and every vulnerable piece on view and all that kind of thing. That's not my word. Right?
Yeah.
But like that there, and like there's so much sexualization of women nowadays, you know?
Yeah.